this is Pockets of Peace with Priscilla on Your 96.3. The whole area of generosity can sometimes feel complicated. It can make us hold tightly to what we have, to protect our time, guard our hearts, and wonder if giving anything away will leave us with less. But 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, "For God loves a cheerful giver." That is so, so deeply powerful about a person who chooses to live open-hearted in a closed-off kind of world. A person who still chooses kindness when life is hard. A person who still gives encouragement freely, offers compassion, and understands that even small acts of love can change somebody's day. See, real generosity isn't about impressing people. It flows from a heart that remembers the goodness of God. When you realize how generously God has loved you, has forgiven you, and carried you, something begins to soften on the inside. You and I stop living with clenched fists and start living with open hands. I love that so much. Maybe today generosity simply looks like slowing down enough to notice someone. Maybe it looks like speaking life into a discouraged heart or showing patience when it would be easier to just rush on past, because every time we reflect the kindness of God, we bring a little bit more heaven into this world around us. Don't underestimate ever the impact of your generosity, the words that you speak, the grace that you show, and the love you give away matter more than you will ever know.